In a world where social norms constantly evolve, certain principles of behavior remain steadfast. John Bridges' How to Be a Gentleman has become a cultural touchstone since its publication, translated into over a dozen languages and embraced by men seeking guidance in a landscape of shifting expectations. The book's enduring appeal lies in its simple premise. Being a gentleman isn't about rigid rules, but about making life easier for others through consideration, forethought, and dependability. Even celebrities like George Clooney and David Beckham have publicly praised its wisdom, with Clooney once remarking that true gentlemen are increasingly rare, which makes them all the more valuable in today's society. Let's explore the timeless art of gentlemanly conduct that has made this book a modern classic. The foundation of gentlemanly behavior rests on principles that transcend changing fashions and technological developments. At its core, being a gentleman means putting others at ease through thoughtful actions and respectful conduct. This begins with the simplest courtesies, saying please and thank you frequently and sincerely, respecting others' beliefs even when they differ from your own, and waiting patiently in line without complaint. A gentleman understands that these small acts of consideration create ripples of goodwill that extend far beyond the immediate interaction. Physical presentation matters significantly, not for vanity's sake, but as a sign of respect for others and self-discipline. Clean fingernails, polished shoes, and pressed clothing demonstrate preparation and consideration. The handkerchief, carried daily, exemplifies the gentleman's readiness to assist others in unexpected moments of need, whether offering it to someone caught in the rain or to a colleague with an unexpected nosebleed. These details reflect not wealth or status, but rather thoughtfulness and preparation for life's unpredictable moments. A gentleman's handshake reveals volumes about his character and requires careful attention. It should be firm but not crushing, conveying confidence without aggression. When meeting someone new, he makes direct eye contact, offers a steady grip with a couple of modest pumps, and releases promptly. The handshake should last approximately 3 seconds, long enough to establish connection, but not so long as to create discomfort. With women, he waits for them to initiate the handshake and uses a gentler pressure. The refusal to shake an extended hand is considered one of the gravest social insults, as it directly undermines human dignity and connection. Perhaps most importantly, a gentleman admits when he's wrong and takes responsibility for his actions without qualification. Rather than doubling down on mistakes or offering elaborate excuses, he acknowledges errors directly. "Sam, I'm afraid I said something rude to you last evening at the ball game. I was wrong, and I didn't mean to give offense." This straightforward accountability, delivered without drama or self-flagellation, demonstrates both honesty and respect. He follows through with changed behavior, understanding that apologies without modification are merely words. In conflicts, a gentleman shows remarkable restraint and emotional intelligence. When deliberately insulted, his most powerful response is often dignified silence or a measured, calm response that de-escalates the situation. He never picks fights or escalates tensions, understanding that true strength lies in self-control rather than dominance. This doesn't mean becoming a doormat. Rather, it reflects the confidence to choose one's battles wisely and maintain composure under pressure. A gentleman understands that responding to every provocation diminishes one's own dignity and rarely resolves the underlying issue. In professional settings, these principles manifest as reliability, punctuality, and discretion. A gentleman arrives 5 minutes early to meetings, keeps confidences without gossip, and supports colleagues' successes without seeking credit. These behaviors create a foundation of trust and respect that serves both personal and professional relationships. The proliferation of technology has created new challenges for gentlemanly conduct in an increasingly connected world. Cell phones, which evolved from status symbols to essential tools, now present a critical test of our ability to remain present and considerate. A gentleman understands that constant phone use signals to others that he values distant conversations over present company, behavior that's both ill-mannered and potentially confrontational. This is particularly evident during meals, meetings, or social gatherings, where device addiction can fracture meaningful human connections. When calls are necessary in public, a gentleman seeks privacy, keenly aware that his quiet conversations are rarely as quiet as he imagines. He steps outside or finds a secluded area, speaking in measured tones. In business meetings, he excuses himself before answering relevant calls and never makes private calls that exclude others present. He also informs colleagues beforehand if he's expecting an urgent call, explaining the situation to avoid appearing discourteous. He recognizes appropriate contexts for phone use, when alone, when not disturbing others, for medical or family emergencies, at already noisy events, or for essential business communications that cannot wait. The modern gentleman maintains strict boundaries around device usage. Phones should never appear while driving. Even hands-free devices can be distracting. During performances, where screen light disturbs others, in restaurants, especially fine dining establishments, medical offices, checkout lines, crowded elevators, quiet train cars, airplanes, at the gym, or anywhere signage prohibits their use. On airplanes, he complies with flight attendant instructions about electronic devices without argument or eye-rolling, understanding that collective safety depends on cooperation. He sets an example by keeping his phone on silent mode and checking it discreetly when necessary. Email etiquette demands equal attention to detail and courtesy. A gentleman approaches electronic correspondence with the same care as traditional letters, reviewing messages meticulously before sending to ensure clarity of both content and tone. He crafts subject lines that accurately reflect content, uses professional language, and maintains appropriate formality. He never sends emails in anger, knowing they can be forwarded widely and live eternally in digital archives, while apologetic ones rarely circulate. For sensitive matters, he opts for phone calls or in-person conversations, recognizing that tone and nuance often get lost in text. While email works efficiently for casual communications like enjoyed drinks last night or quick thanks, it doesn't replace the graciousness of handwritten notes for formal occasions such as weddings, condolences, or significant professional milestones. A gentleman respects others' time zones when sending messages, uses proper salutations and closings, signs his name clearly, and avoids unnecessary reply-all responses that clutter inboxes. He responds promptly to important messages, even just to acknowledge receipt and promise a fuller response later. In social media, he maintains the same level of decorum, avoiding public arguments and thinking carefully before posting or commenting. In this digital age, true thoughtfulness often means knowing when to put the device away and engage fully with those physically present. A gentleman understands that technology should enhance, not diminish, human connections, and he strives to find the right balance between digital efficiency and personal warmth. A gentleman's appearance communicates respect, both for himself and for those around him. This doesn't require expensive clothing or slavish devotion to fashion, but rather attention to appropriateness and detail. He maintains dignified dress standards, keeping pants at his waist and underwear concealed. He attends to grooming details that others might notice, like trimming nose and ear hair, wearing undershirts in warm weather, and keeping pockets free of bulky items that spoil the line of his clothes. Understanding the language of formality helps a gentleman navigate various social contexts. Black shoes convey greater seriousness, particularly in professions like law and banking, while brown shoes pair well with casual attire. In summer, white bucks or spectators may be appropriate for confident gentlemen, but never at funerals or weddings. When shoes need attention, he knows both how to polish them himself and when to seek a professional shine. Cologne receives similar thoughtful treatment, applied with restraint as intimate apparel that shouldn't draw comment from others across the room, but rather serve as a pleasant surprise for close physical contact. A dab on either side of the neck suffices. It's never a substitute for deodorant. If others can identify his scent from a distance, or if he himself can still smell it 15 minutes after application, he knows he's wearing too much. For formal occasions, a gentleman understands proper protocol. He never wears a tuxedo before 5 o'clock, regardless of others' choices, and dons dinner clothes whenever an invitation specifies black tie or for formal evening events after 7. When renting formal wear, he plans ahead by consulting friends about reputable establishments, picks up his rental early to allow time for alterations, and always chooses black rather than novelty colors or styles. Even casual headwear follows certain guidelines. While a gentleman may cherish his baseball caps for casual wear, he removes them in public buildings, especially houses of worship, doctors or lawyers' offices, and when making personal contact with others. Though he need not remove it in store aisles or elevators, he always takes it off during indoor meals, even at bars. Simply turning the bill backward is insufficient respect. Few areas of social life involve as many potential pitfalls as dining, where etiquette serves the practical purpose of making meals pleasant and efficient for all involved. A gentleman observes proper dining etiquette whether eating at restaurants or private homes. He turns his phone to vibrate when seated and never checks or sends messages at the table, understanding that digital distractions diminish the shared experience of breaking bread together. When navigating elaborate place settings, he follows a simple rule. Use utensils from the outside in. The fork farthest from his plate is for the first course. After finishing each course, he leaves the used utensil on his plate to be removed. He continues this logical progression throughout the meal, leaving him with only the appropriate utensil for dessert. Even if the table is improperly set, he follows this system, recognizing that any confusion stems from the person who arranged the table, not from his own understanding of etiquette. Tipping requires discretion and generosity without ostentation. A gentleman never brags about generous gratuities or announces plans for small ones. He typically leaves 15-20% for good service, 10% for minimal service, and nothing if truly dissatisfied, explaining his reasons to management. In upscale restaurants, he may tip wine stewards 20% of the wine cost and provide $20 or more to attentive hosts or maitre d'. His goal is to be neither cheap nor extravagant, but appropriately appreciative. When ordering wine, he selects what he enjoys or follows recommendations within his price range, never feeling obligated to choose the most expensive option. Upon service, he examines the label and cork, tastes the wine to ensure quality, then allows the server to pour for his guests before himself. While traditionally red wines pair with red meats and white wines with lighter fare, a confident gentleman feels comfortable ordering any wine he prefers. A gentleman accommodates others' dietary restrictions without fuss, selecting restaurants with suitable options and arranging alternatives when pre-ordering. As a vegetarian himself, he politely informs hosts of his needs in advance without expecting special treatment. In all cases, he respects others' dietary choices, whether for health, religious, or political reasons, never pressuring anyone to eat something against their principles or potentially harmful to their health. While not obligated to engage everyone in extended dialogue, a gentleman remains cordial to all he encounters. Even if not naturally outgoing, he can participate in civil discourse by following classic conversational guidelines that make interactions pleasant rather than awkward. At social gatherings, he initiates conversation with positive, non-controversial questions that focus on the other person rather than himself. Have you known our hosts for long? Or what brings you to this event? Open doors without pressure. He persists with a few follow-up questions if received cordially, but gracefully retreats if the conversation fails to develop. He avoids potentially awkward topics like criticizing the food or company performance until rapport is established, knowing such comments could inadvertently offend connected individuals. Even shy gentlemen can navigate social gatherings by positioning themselves near activity centers like bars or buffets to facilitate natural interactions. Simple opening lines like, "This is a nice party, isn't it?" or a straightforward self-introduction often suffice. If despite good faith efforts, his conversation partner remains unresponsive, he either moves on or gracefully endures the remainder of their time together. A gentleman follows traditional introduction protocols. Younger people are introduced to older people, saying the older person's name first, and men are introduced to women of similar age. When introducing distinguished individuals, they receive deference regardless of age or gender. To facilitate conversation, he adds relevant details like, "Larry is one of my good friends from law school." He always pronounces names clearly and repeats them during conversation. He errs on the side of formality by addressing new acquaintances as Mr. or Miss on first meeting, especially with older individuals or business superiors. He switches to first names only after being invited to do so. If someone addresses him as Mr. Brown, he reciprocates with similar formality, recognizing that business acquaintances need not be treated as personal friends. A gentleman monitors his grammar and pronunciation meticulously, understanding that polished language enhances the value of his thoughts. He avoids common errors like confusing who with whom, saying ain't, using myself instead of me, ending sentences with prepositions, confusing similar-sounding words, and peppering speech with fillers like you know or it's like. He continually refines his speech regardless of his background, recognizing that clear expression is a courtesy to listeners. When hosting, whether at home or in a restaurant, a gentleman focuses on entertaining his guests rather than impressing them. He doesn't feel compelled to serve extravagant food or choose the most expensive venues. Upon guests' arrival, he warmly welcomes them, directs them to refreshments, and ensures everyone is included in conversation. He takes furniture scratches and broken glassware in stride, accepting these as natural parts of entertaining. For most gatherings, a well-stocked bar includes scotch, vodka, gin, white and red wine, and bourbon in the South. He ensures ample ice, about 5 pounds per guest, and offers various mixers for both drinkers and non-drinkers. His bar is always equipped with sliced citrus, a jigger, stirrer, quality napkins, and plenty of glasses. He remains vigilant about overindulging guests, arranging safe transportation home and taking keys if necessary. Table seating receives careful consideration, as it can make or break an evening. A gentleman seats compatible guests beside each other, but never places couples together, aiming to generate lively conversation. The guest of honor receives the best seat, either at the host's right or between congenial guests. The gentleman host takes the least desirable seat for himself, finding reward in his guest's enjoyment. When serving dinner, he follows a methodical process. Guests are seated, salad is served on dinner plates, salad plates are removed when finished. The main course is served either plated or family style. Dinner plates and utensils are cleared after the meal, and dessert is served with appropriate utensils and coffee. He never rushes guests from the table after a satisfying meal, graciously accepting or declining offers of help, and sees each guest to the door upon departure. A gentleman never hosts BYOB parties, avoids last-minute invitations, and never answers his phone during dinner. His invitations, whether by mail, phone, or email, always provide complete information about time, date, location, and dress code. When needing assistance for larger gatherings, he engages bartenders or caterers well in advance, clearly communicating guest count, menu preferences, service expectations, timing, and responsibilities. A gentleman treats invitations as acts of generosity, responding promptly and graciously. He accepts the first invitation received for a date rather than weighing options, never waiting for something better to come along. If attending multiple events in one evening, he informs hosts in advance. Unless faced with scheduling conflicts or truly unbearable company, he accepts invitations, understanding that mere boredom doesn't justify declining. He responds immediately to invitations, especially those marked RSVP, understanding that regrets only requires a response only if declining. When declining, he offers straightforward reasons like prior engagements or travel plans. He never sets conditions for acceptance by asking about the menu or guest list. Whether responding to written, email, or phone invitations, he confirms his understanding of the time and location, ensuring his host knows his intentions. A gentleman treats accepting an invitation like signing a contract. He arrives punctually, neither early nor more than 15 minutes late, participates enthusiastically in planned activities, makes pleasant conversation, eats moderately, drinks responsibly, and exits gracefully when the party winds down. For more flexible gatherings with extended time frames, he may arrive an hour into the festivities, but never appears just before the end. He brings appropriate gifts when invited to someone's home, flowers or wine for dinner parties, holiday items like mustard, jam, whiskey, nuts, or coffee for seasonal gatherings, and more substantial gifts like cloth napkins, corkscrews, books, or kitchen gadgets for overnight visits. He presents gifts directly to the host or hostess and doesn't expect them to be opened in his presence. A gentleman always sends a thank you note after being entertained, regardless of whether he brought a gift to the event. The note expresses gratitude for the experience, distinct from any gift, which merely acknowledges the invitation. Even after less enjoyable evenings, he finds something positive to mention, recognizing that the effort of hosting deserves acknowledgement. As a house guest, he treats his host's belongings with exceptional care, tips servants for special services, and adapts to the household's routines. He rises and retires according to the home schedule, eats what is served without complaint, and maintains his space by making his bed and properly disposing of towels. Most importantly, he adheres strictly to his arrival and departure plans, leaving nothing behind except pleasant memories. A gentleman maintains dignity in his friendships, never making others feel small regardless of his own status. He handles money matters carefully, neither lending more than he can spare nor borrowing beyond his means to repay. He keeps his word about calling, accepts rejection gracefully, and treats everyone with respect regardless of differences in politics or religion. He respects friends who don't drink alcohol, regardless of their reasons. He never pressures anyone to drink or asks intrusive questions about their choices. When hosting, he ensures appealing non-alcoholic options are available. Similarly, if he abstains, he declines alcohol offers simply without imposing his choice on others or offering lengthy explanations. A gentleman understands the art of thoughtful gift-giving, avoiding directly asking what someone wants, as this rarely yields useful results. Instead, he observes carefully and listens for hints about preferences. He shops well ahead of time to avoid last-minute panic purchases, knowing these often lead to gift-giving disasters. For different occasions, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, he follows appropriate gift protocols, selecting items suited to the recipient and relationship. When a friend displays poor manners or behavior, a gentleman offers correction with great care. He addresses issues privately, not publicly, and speaks directly but kindly. Rather than accumulating grievances or making broad criticisms, he addresses specific behaviors individually. He limits such corrections to avoid making friends feel constantly scrutinized, remembering that even friends with foibles are to be treasured. A gentleman accepts friends in non-traditional relationships without judgment, treating their private lives as their own business. When introducing such couples, he simply presents them as friends without labeling their relationship status. In correspondence, he addresses them individually and equally, listing names in alphabetical order. He values good friends despite their quirks, knowing they're worth keeping close for life. When friends divorce, a gentleman maintains neutrality and avoids putting them in uncomfortable situations. He initially keeps them separate at social gatherings, but may eventually include both at larger events, always giving advance notice. He ensures other single guests are present so divorced friends don't feel isolated. He understands that maintaining separate friendships requires more effort and respects when either party declines an invitation where the ex-spouse will be present. While daily life rarely involves meeting royalty or dining on caviar, a gentleman prepares himself for extraordinary circumstances that may arise. These moments call for specific protocols that demonstrate respect and cultural awareness. When meeting the Queen of England, a gentleman waits for her to initiate conversation, never touches her unless she extends her hand first, addresses her as Your Majesty initially and Ma'am thereafter, and allows her to control the interaction. Other royalty are addressed as Your Royal Highness initially and Sir, Ma'am thereafter. American gentlemen do not bow to foreign rulers, though they remove their hats as a gesture of respect. A White House invitation must never be refused except for death in the family or serious illness. Formal invitations require handwritten responses. Casual invitations merit responses in kind, never by email. Daytime events call for dark suits, while evening events require black tie unless otherwise specified. When meeting celebrities, a gentleman shows simple respect without fawning adulation. He never interrupts private dinners or conversations, begins interactions with "excuse me," offers appropriate compliments rather than criticism, and concludes with "thank you for your time." This balanced approach acknowledges their achievements without treating them as either deities or public property. At formal dinners, a gentleman may encounter specialized dining challenges. With escargot, he uses the provided special tongs to grip the shell and a small fork to extract the meat. For artichokes, he pulls each leaf, dips it in sauce, and scrapes the tender flesh between his teeth, eventually revealing the heart beneath. When served a finger bowl with floating flowers or lemon, he dips his fingers to remove sticky residue, then dries them with his napkin, never mistaking it for drinking water. Through all these situations, extraordinary or mundane, the gentleman's guiding principle remains the same. He never makes himself the center of attention. His goal is to make life easier, not just for himself, but for friends, acquaintances, and the world at large. Being a gentleman isn't a burden, but a daily challenge embraced willingly, a commitment to consideration that elevates both himself and those around him.